Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Worries about our ag trade are escalating. Farmers are desperate. We export more than a quarter of what we produce. Farm prices are in the tank. Any wrong move that would cause us to lose markets would be a devastating blow. President Trump has threatened to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, and that includes Mexico and Canada, two of our largest markets. Renegotiating that agreement is in the process now. The five-year-old trade agreement with South Korea is to be renegotiated also. South Korea is another big market for agriculture. Agriculture has a positive balance of trade with all of these countries. However, when it comes to manufacturing and other goods, the U.S. balance of trade is negative. Yes, there are things that need to be fixed, but when negotiations focus on agriculture, do no harm. The concern in farm country has elevated to a new level. The American Farm Bureau Federation has brought aboard Max Baucus and Richard Lugar, two highly respected former senators, to form a new group, Farmers for Free Trade. And that group will seek to mobilize farmers nationwide to support trade agreements and protect agriculture's interests. Since President Trump withdrew the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, we're scrambling to protect our interests in those countries also. Agriculture in rural America played a big role in electing President Trump. We have been delighted with many of the things that he has done in less than a year. The Trump administration has initiated the process of repeal and replace Waters of the U.S. Farmers don't need the federal government telling us what we do every time we plow a field. The president has also axed hundreds of overreach regulations put in place by the Obama administration. U.S. exports after 11 months are $20 billion in the black, and we expect a $23.6 billion surplus for the year. We want to build on that. A trade war could be very costly to our industry, and that's why we can't sit quietly and watch. Our voices need to be heard. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.